you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Wild goose chase?
Or has he been eaten by alligators?
His chances of survival are very slim.
Could he be making his getaway on the Appalachian Trail?
Mr. and Mrs. Laundrie.
And his parents today.
You know where he is? Have you seen him?
Then, COVID-stricken talk show host Wendy Williams. Vaping?
And is she breaking COVID quarantine?
And former supermodel Linda Evangelista. Brutally disfigured, living in seclusion after she said she had a botched cosmetic procedure. Then, you called this lunch?
Look at this. This is the main meal.
Lunch shaming the school cafeterias.
What the heck is this?
Look at what they're giving us at lunch.
And you've been replaced by a robot waitress.
Oh my gosh.
House of restaurants are dealing with a labor shortage.
This is amazing.
Then, are there creeps lurking in your local park?
I've got a team of producers scattered throughout the park, ready to catch them in the act.
Why were you taking pictures of that girl without her knowing?
Plus, Meghan and Harry take Manhattan and freak out. Now, Inside Edition with Deborah Norville.
Hello and thanks for joining us. I'm Mary Calvi and today for Deborah. The search continues for Brian Laundrie in a 25,000-acre nature reserve near his parents' Florida home. But with the threat of alligators, snakes, and other predators, is he still alive? Another theory gaining traction is that he slipped away and isn't in the swamp at all. Here's Stephen Fabian.
The search for Gabby Petito's fiancé took a new turn today, as experts claim he's unlikely to have survived 11 days in the treacherous Florida swamp. Survival expert Brooke Wright says dehydration and exhaustion would make him easy prey for alligators and other animals.
I would give him maybe a 10 to 15% chance of being alive.
She showed me the water in the swamp is a toxic soup.
We do know that dive teams have been searching the nature reserve, which is really just right over here, but here's the problem. Here in Florida, it's the rainy season, and that makes the water really, really murky. To illustrate that, watch this. If I dip my GoPro into this stream here, you can see how the water clarity is really, really, really poor.
So, where could he be? One intriguing theory is that he is on the Appalachian Trail, which runs 2,000 miles from Georgia to Maine. We spoke to a friend of Laundrie who says America's most wanted man had expressed a fascination with the Appalachian Trail.
He loves to travel. He loves the outdoors, like hiking. I know he planned to do the Appalachian Trail.
Gabby's best friend, Rose Davis, seen here dancing with Gabby, tells us Laundrie once went off the grid for 3 months on the Appalachian Trail. Last night, John Walsh, host of In Pursuit, appealed to all Americans to be on the lookout.
If you have any information on Brian Laundrie, call our hotline or text me.
We're learning more about Gabby's final days from this woman who encountered Gabby and Brian in Wyoming.
They were the couple fighting at the restaurant. We were at this restaurant, you guys. Friday, August 27th, 1 p.m., sitting right next to them. They got kicked out of the restaurant and were fighting with the hostess.
Nina Angelo and her boyfriend Matt England told Inside Edition more about an angry confrontation in this Mexican restaurant in Jackson, Wyoming.
I even thought maybe that Gabby and Brian were fighting and maybe they were asked to leave. But she was just visibly upset. The way they very abruptly left the table and walked out, it didn't even seem like they paid their bill.
They say Brian had an explosive temper and returned several times to berate restaurant staff. It may be the last time Gabby was seen alive.
Mr. and Mrs. Laundrie, do you know where he is?
Laundrie's besieged parents were seen leaving their home today.
Could you tell us? Have you seen him?
A short time later, they returned with Laundrie's Mustang convertible, which he supposedly used to drive to the swampland, now being so thoroughly searched.
A memorial for Gabby is being held Saturday, during which butterflies will be released because her friends say she loved butterflies. Wendy Williams' new season was postponed till next month after she was diagnosed with COVID and was going into quarantine. But she's just been photographed out and about, even vaping. Amber Cogliano reports.
Is this what a patient recovering from COVID-19 should be doing? Vaping? Talk show host Wendy Williams was spotted being driven around New York City, running errands, including buying a cell phone. And she's vaping, something definitely not recommended for those with COVID.
Wendy!
7 days ago, her spokesperson announced that the talk show host had tested positive for COVID and was delaying the season premiere of her show to allow Wendy time to quarantine and fully recover. In New York, a 10-day quarantine period is recommended, but this sure doesn't look like quarantine. A DailyMail.com photographer says he took these shots of Wendy leaving her apartment in a wheelchair. We reached out to her spokesperson, but did not hear back.
Meanwhile, we do have some good news to report about the state of the pandemic. Finally, the chief executive of the drug company Moderna predicts that the pandemic could be over in a year. That's due to increased vaccine production that will allow everyone on planet Earth to get vaxxed.
The U.S. is already through the worst of the Delta variant, and that both cases and deaths will start to steadily decline into the spring.
We passed the peak of this latest surge.
The end may very well be in sight.
Oh, let's hope so. In the 90s, she was one of the most in-demand supermodels in the world. But for the last 5 years, Linda Evangelista has kept a low profile. Now we know why. She says a cosmetic procedure has left her brutally disfigured.
Linda Evangelista once ruled the red carpet and fashion magazines. But now a devastating revelation. The 56-year-old former supermodel says her face has been deformed after she underwent a popular cosmetic procedure called cool sculpting. Cool sculpting involves a machine that freezes and kills fat. I was brutally disfigured by Zeltic's cool sculpture procedure, she writes in a shocking Instagram post. She goes on to say that she's been permanently deformed following two unsuccessful corrective surgeries. Evangelista says that since what she calls a botched procedure, she's become a recluse, suffering from deep depression, profound sadness, and self-loathing. Recent pictures of the fashion icon are rare. The few that exist show her in hats, glasses, her face partially covered. And she was noticeably absent when the legendary supermodels from her generation reunited in a Versace show in 2018. Cool sculpting is growing in popularity. In 2018, the Today Show's Savannah Guthrie and Jenna Bush tried it out. Amy Schumer posted a video a few months ago getting cool sculpting.
This is not what you think. It's like, this is just how I like to rest my head because it feels good.
Inside Edition was there when reality star Mama June got the procedure on her double chin.
I think cool sculpting is safe. The question is not about safety because it is safe. But like all procedures, it has potential risks.
Linda Evangelista is suing Zeltec Aesthetics, the company that makes cool sculpting, for $50 million. We reached out to them for comment, but did not hear back. We dare you to guess what's on this plate. Give up. It's supposed to be a chicken cheesesteak sandwich that was served for lunch at a high school. Students across the country are posting images of what's on the menu at their schools in a new phenomenon called lunch shaming. Here's Les Trent.
How is that milk?
Cafeteria food has always been the butt of jokes, but this isn't funny.
Look at what they're giving us at lunch.
Students, disgusted by what they're being served, are taking their beef online.
Look at this. This is the main meal. It looks like puke and applesauce. Nasty.
In Paterson, New Jersey, parents are up in arms after images of moldy food and expired milk were shared online. Can you even tell what this is? Apparently, it's supposed to be a chicken cheesesteak sandwich.
It is disgusting. And I definitely would not feed that to my children. I'm not sure that I would feed it to my pet.
Before the pandemic, many schools used to make lunch in the cafeteria. Due to staffing shortages and budget issues, those days are gone. Now, lunch is prepared by outside vendors.
Students in Woodbridge, New Jersey, say the food is inedible.
There's enough that us as parents have to worry about
raw, uncooked, unedible food should definitely not be one of those things.
The vendor responsible for these meals told Inside Edition, "We recognize there have been a few instances where we didn't meet the expectations of all of our students and families and have carefully investigated each situation. There's nothing we take more seriously than the health and safety of our students."
First of all, is that hamburger even cooked?
We asked dietitian Amy Shapiro what a chicken cheesesteak sandwich is supposed to look and taste like.
Well, it should look something like where the meat is filling up the bun, so you're not just eating too much bun. And additionally, there should be fruits and vegetables available.
To quote Oliver Twist,
"Lisa, I want some more."
But in this case, it's more like, "Please, sir, I don't want any more."
That's suspicious.
Oh, no more of that. Speaking of food, the restaurant industry has been struggling to find workers during the pandemic. In fact, one in three servers says they are not returning to their old jobs. So some businesses have come up with a high-tech solution.
It's a robot invasion in the pandemic job market.
Oh, my gosh.
Kind of like R2-D2.
Oh, my gosh!
Instead of humans at this restaurant, two robots, Panchita and Alexita, shuttle food and drinks to customers.
As long as you plug them in, they're happy.
Even the hostess is a robot.
Hola, Inside Edition. Welcome to La Duni.
Restaurant owner Taco Borgo was overwhelmed when hungry customers came rushing back to his popular Dallas eatery, La Duni.
We only have a third of the crew we used to have before pandemic.
Like many business owners, he was facing a labor shortage, resulting in slower service. So he's leasing the robots to reinforce the waitress staff. The cost?
About $370 a month to have a robot. That's a little over $15 a day.
With all the shortages in staff, it makes perfect sense.
The seating chart is easily programmed into the robot. Food is loaded on trays. Press a button and off they go.
This is the future.
I liked the wink.
When the order is complete, customers press a screen prompt.
Hi!
And their robot server heads back to the kitchen for the next order.
I want one to clean my house and cook my dinner and serve me food.
Have a jolly good day.
And robots don't complain when you ask them to work double shifts. Yet. As you enjoy the final days of warm weather, be aware there are creepy guys out there secretly taking photos of women. Lisa Guerrero investigates.
Excuse me?
A woman is outraged as she confronts a guy who she thinks has been photographing her without her knowledge.
Let's see it. Delete them all right now.
This woman was not having it.
I would like to see you delete my pictures that you took of me and to delete all these other women's pictures that you're taking.
So just how big of a problem are peepers in the parks? To find out, we came here to Manhattan's iconic Washington Square Park, and sure enough, it didn't take long for those peepers to pull out their cameras. Sydney Jenkins says it happens to her all the time, as we found out when she caught some rays at the park. Almost immediately, this man takes out his cell phone and starts snapping away. But what the peepers don't know is I've got a team of producers scattered throughout the park, ready to catch them in the act. That's Inside Edition investigative producer Josh Bernstein standing right over his shoulder with a perfect view of his phone.
Excuse me, sir. Why were you taking pictures of that girl without her knowing?
I don't know.
Excuse me?
I don't know.
Do you think that's appropriate?
No.
Can you show me the picture on your phone and delete it, please?
Sure. Hold on. Yeah, this one too.
Moments later, we also watched this dude with a high-speed camera and a telephoto lens taking pictures of women throughout the park, including Sydney. This parkgoer says he witnessed it all unfold.
There's a guy taking a picture of something behind me with a big camera lens, and I turned around to see what he was taking a picture of, and it happened to be this lovely young woman here, and I thought it was absolutely disgusting.
Sir?
Before he could walk away, Sydney tried to speak to the guy.
I don't even want you to apologize. I just want you to delete the pictures.
Do you think that's appropriate to take pictures of women in their bathing suits without them knowing?
Taking pictures of everybody.
Is it surprising to you when you see perfect strangers taking your picture while you're laying out in a park?
Yes, of course. They go from pulling out their phones to pulling out their cameras, expensive, high-end, and you don't know why, and you don't feel safe.
Yes. Delete them right now!
We should point out, as creepy as it is to secretly photograph people in public, it is not illegal.
next. Meghan and Harry take Manhattan. Then, celebrity doppelgangers. He looks just like Tom Cruise. Woo! She looks like Jennifer Aniston. And can you spot the real Rock? And freak out. Inside Edition with Deborah Norville. We'll be right back.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
It's wonderful to be back. That's what Meghan Markle is saying about being in New York City for the first time with her husband, Prince Harry.
Meghan and Harry take Manhattan.
A little more, Meghan.
They're making their first public outing since leaving the royal family and moving to the U.S. Meghan's last two visits to the Big Apple were in February 2019 for her lavish star-studded baby shower and just a few months later to support Serena Williams at the U.S. Open. Today, Meghan and Harry's first stop was the observatory at the top of the World Trade Center.
It's wonderful to be back. Thank you.
Meghan opted for tailored trousers, stilettos, a turtleneck, and wool overcoat. Little Archie and baby Lilibet did not make the trip, but our reporter Allison Hall got some insight into how they're doing.
Meghan, how's Lilibet? How's Archie?
Meghan and Harry's next stop was to the 9/11 Memorial and Museum.
Coming up next, proof everyone has a twin.
Oh my God!
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Those aren't your favorite stars.
Tom Cruise.
Is that you?
I flipped the switch.
Woo! Nope, it's actually a dead ringer for the movie star. His name is Evan Ferrante, and here's what he looks like when not in character.
I gotta say, man, you sound like him. You have the Tom Cruise.
Sure.
You don't really look like him, though, right now.
Well, just you wait, okay? Just give me a second, okay?
Okay, all right.
Oh my. Right before our eyes, he transforms into Tom Cruise. He even got his trademark lines down.
Show who the money? Show you the money?
Show me the money.
Show me the money.
When sales associate Lisa Tranel walks into a room, folks do double takes.
Then I think, why would such a person stay in such a demeaning job?
She looks exactly like Friends star Jennifer Aniston.
Then I think, why would such a person stay in such a demeaning job?
And this 31-year-old teacher's assistant from Indiana may look familiar.
They went to the post office and a couple of young girls started calling me Hermione.
Carrie Lewis is the spitting image of Harry Potter star Emma Watson. And no, that's not Dwayne The Rock Johnson. It's his doppelganger, Eric Fields, a sheriff's deputy in Alabama.
I get told I look like The Rock.
The side-by-side even caught the attention of The Rock, who tweeted, "Wow, guy on the left is way cooler."
Pretty cool. Up next, a flying home invader. Finally, who invited this guy?
It's a scary home invader, and these people are freaking out. It's a bat.
Oh my God.
Hey, this broom should work. Nope. Talk about going batty.
Yikes. See you next time.
you ready for an all-new season of Survivor? You better be, because Survivor 46 is here, and it's 90 minutes of twists and turns you don't want to miss. Better yet, after each episode, there's a brand new episode of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. Each week, we go behind the scenes of the episode's biggest moments, taking you into the how and the why things happened. And this season, we're very lucky to be joined by an expert, the winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares.
What is up? I'm thrilled to be joining this team and to be giving you my take on how and the why players made the moves they did, what it takes to outwit, outplay, and outlast, and to ask Jeff some questions, because even after 26 days out there, there is still a lot for me to uncover.
Bring it, Dee. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.